Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. Leaked documents dubbed the Pandora Papers show how Delaware and other states are used as a tax haven by wealthy world leaders to store assets. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more on how Delaware's corporate friendliness is sometimes used for questionable purposes.
There are more than 1.6 million corporations registered in Delaware, far more than the state's population, which still hasn't topped 1 million. Companies come to Delaware in part for its business-friendly laws and also its world-renowned business court. But the state also offers privacy about an entity's true ownership, which has made the state ripe for activity by bad actors. This week, a trove of new documents leaked to the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and analyzed by the Washington Post shows Delaware as one of several states being used by world leaders to shelter millions of dollars in assets. The report also found a company incorporated in Delaware being used to hide the assets held by the Legion of Christ, a wealthy Roman Catholic order disgraced by an international pedophilia scandal.
It looks like it's a pandemic, and it just never ends, and there's no cure.
That's Nick Wasileski. As president of the Delaware Coalition for Open Government, he's long fought for better controls over corporate wrongdoers. He's hopeful new federal rules in the National Defense Authorization Act passed last year will reduce some of the secrecy.
Maybe the Corporate Transparency Act that was passed a year ago, when that takes effect and business entities have to disclose who their beneficial owners are, maybe that'll have a positive influence on stopping some of this.
Delaware Secretary of State Jeff Bullock's office did not respond to requests for comment, but said in a statement accompanying his year-end report that he has similar hopes for the new federal rules. From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.